Now we're going to talk about and explore and hopefully set up a very easy way for you to find the energies of the seven planes. The seven planes system of energy was introduced about 1875 by the Theosophists, maybe a little later. It was really brought to its height by a English psychic spiritual teacher named Ledbetter. I think it was Charles Ledbetter, and I'm not sure I'm pronouncing it correctly. But if you look up Theosophists in Wikipedia, you will certainly find him. And the terminology I use is the terminology he used in his later works. It is ultimately a gross simplification of energies. It regularizes energies into little packets or quanta, little steps, of which there are 49 steps of energy. And and there are seven divisions of those 49, of seven steps each. And this, each division is called a plane. So you have the physical etheric plane that has three steps of so-called physical matter. And I'm not going to try to explain that. It would take to try to put it on a logical footing is really probably not worth the effort. If you push the logic of this system too far, you'll spend a lot of time and you may just confuse yourself. The important thing is there regular steps or frequencies of energy, which I'll be showing you those steps fairly soon. So there are three steps of frequencies that make up the physical energies, and four steps of energies that are called by Ledbetter etheric energy. And together that forms seven, which is called the physical slash etheric plane. The next that you have is the astral plane with seven steps. That's where human emotions are centered. The third plane is again composed of two different kinds of energy, the so-called mental plane that has four steps, and then above that, the causal plane, which has three steps, which is where you find what we call the personal soul. And we'll discuss that in a later session. Above that, you have the group consciousness of that's called the Buddhic plane with its seven steps. Above that, you have what Ledbetter called the Atmic plane. And once again, the logic of that can't really be pushed too deeply, but there are seven subplanes of that. Above that is the Unity plane, which Ledbetter calls the Monadic plane, seven steps. And above that is the Adi ADI, which is a plane of a kind of dissolution of concepts, a kind of emptiness, not necessarily the same as the Mahayana Buddhist concept of emptiness. But again, we can explore the philosophy of these things and embellish on them and grow the system out in creative ways in the seminars. All we're trying to do now is to familiarize you with the seven planes, each of which has seven subplanes, 49 energy steps in all. So I'm going to project out the energy of each of those subplanes, one after another, going step by step up and then back down the planes. And my voice will contain the energy of that, and if you know how to match energies, you will eventually find your way to finding these levels. All communications contain an energy, and we learned where these seven planes are and the subplanes from studying Ledbetter's books, which themselves contain the energy which we began spontaneously to match. Now, I'm not going to start at the bottom energy because perhaps a little surprisingly, the middle of the astral plane where the psychic energy of human emotions is centered is really the easiest place for most people to find. So I'm going to start by projecting, and please, I'm going to project out the energy. Please let the energy come to you. If you come into my space, it kind of is not particularly a healthy way to perceive and learn the skills of matching energy. It's much healthier if you let it come to you. So let's start with the third subplane of the astral. I'm projecting that out. There's nothing magical about that subplane. If I were talking to a different group of people, I might start in a different place. But the kind of people who come to these classes tend to have a fairly easy time going to that third subplane, which is where, when they're in there, which is where, and this is probably the case for you too, when you're in your everyday life, this is where your everyday emotions vibrate. When you get angry or frustrated or have so-called negative emotions, they'll vibrate at one of the lower subplanes. If you go into a more exalted emotional attitude, they'll go into a still higher subplane of the astral. But this, at the third subplane, is a good place to start. And now we're going to go up and then we'll come back down. We'll go all the way to the bottom of the physical plane. Then we'll come back up to our place where we started, right here at the third subplane of the astral. Now, I'm going to move the energy up one step to the second subplane. I'm going to hold this a little long, so hopefully you can find that step and begin to get used. The subjective sense that I have as we go up step by step, and I think most people, is these steps are the same subjective distance up in frequency or down in frequency when we start to go down. So we're moving now up from the second subplane to the first subplane. And now we're going up. It's just one step, the same as always, but it does have a different quality to it as it moves into the mental plane, the seventh subplane of the mental, which I'm radiating out. And now the sixth subplane of the mental. And now the fifth subplane of the mental. And up one step to the fourth subplane of the mental. Now we move up to the third subplane of the causal. Part of the mental causal. It's where we'll find the personal soul. And again, in a different session, we will explore the personal soul and we'll explore some other versions of the soul. So this is the third subplane of the causal. Going to move up one step to the second subplane of the causal. And one more step to the first subplane of the causal. Now we're going to move up to the buddhic, seventh subplane of the buddhic. Sixth subplane of the buddhic. You may remember the buddhic is the beginning of group consciousnesses, which play an important part of the subconscious of the human race, the archetypes of the human race, but will play increasingly as we move into the Aquarian Age an important part in the conscious part of the human race. And now we move from the sixth subplane of the buddhic to the fifth subplane of the buddhic. And the fourth subplane of the buddhic. Third subplane of the buddhic. Second subplane of the buddhic. And the highest or first subplane of the buddhic. Stepping up just one step. But again, quality changes in each so-called plane. So you go to the seventh subplane of the atmic, sixth subplane of the atmic, fifth subplane of the atmic, fourth subplane of the atmic, third subplane of the atmic, second subplane of the atmic, and highest or first subplane of the atmic. Now we move into the unity plane, called by the old theosophists monadic, I think. So let's go back. The seventh subplane of the monadic, the sixth, the fifth, the fourth, the third, the second, and the first. And now we step up into the Adi, where concepts start to fall apart. The seventh subplane of the Adi, the sixth, the fifth, fourth, third, second, and highest, or first. Now we're going to go back down. So the first subplane of the Adi, the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh. And now to the monadic, first monadic, second, remember, let my energy come out to you, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh. And now back to the Atmic. First Atmic, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh. Now to the group consciousness that will be so important in the Aquarian Age. First, Buddhic. Second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh. Now down to the personal soul, first causal, second causal, third causal, and into the mental, intellectual, energy area, fourth mental, fifth mental, sixth mental, and seventh mental. Notice the count for the mental starts at the fourth because it's just a different name for part of the energy of the seven steps in the mental causal. It's the four mental steps, and there are three causal. Okay, so we're at the seventh mental. We're going to move down into the astral or emotional plane. And different systems have different names for these energy ranges. This is the one that where I learned my understanding from, used by Ledbetter. Okay, so first astral, second astral, third astral, fourth astral, fifth astral, sixth astral, and the seventh astral. Okay, now go down into the etheric physical. First etheric, second etheric, third etheric, and fourth etheric. And down into the actual physically observable by ordinary senses. Fifth earth, sixth earth, and seventh earth. So even though all of those are physical, all those are physical. I should have called them, instead of earth, physical. They, and perceivable, they, psychically, they have slightly different energies. Okay, seventh physical, sixth physical, fifth physical, fourth etheric, third etheric, second etheric, and first etheric. Now, up one step into the astral, seventh astral, sixth, fifth, fourth, and third, back to our point of origin. Now, if you learn to be comfortable with those energies, they will provide doorways into doing a lot of more modern and very powerful explorations of consciousness.